that most assuredly does not enhance my wedded bliss. Couldn't you just explain that to your wife? You'd think so, Jared admitted, but she figures that since there are only a few games during any given week, I don't really work all that hard.
She thinks you're staying late to spite her? Alex guessed.
No, she thinks I'm staying late so I can play slap and tickle with one of the girls in the typing pool.
Alex nodded, understanding at last.
So you get the ugly frog. Betsy doesn't come around for lunch as much, and you get home on time, he said.
Exactly, Jared said, tapping another bit of ash into the frog.
Wedded bliss.
Alex shook his head. There had to be a dozen easier ways for Jared to solve his problem, but he seemed eminently satisfied with the one he'd chosen.
Whatever works, Alex conceded. Now, if you're satisfied with my work, what did you learn from your friend, the American history professor?
Jared clamped his cigarette between his lips and began patting down his pockets. After a moment, he pulled a slip of paper from his pocket and unfolded it.
Bob said that America's most prolific founder could be one of a dozen or more people, but it's probably someone in the Second Continental Congress. He said to start with the men who wrote the Declaration of Independence: John Adams, Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, Robert Livingston, and Thomas Jefferson.
Alex resisted the urge to curse as Jared handed the paper over to him. He had hoped that a professor of American history would actually know the identity of the most prolific founder.
Hope that helps, Jared said, as Alex tucked the paper into his trouser pocket.
It'll do, Alex admitted. It's a place to start, at least.
What's this bit of historical trivia for?
Jared asked, his eyes going shifty.
Iggy and I are trying to solve a puzzle. Needless to say, it's complicated.
Jared's interest faded, and he shrugged.
Well, good luck. I'll be here the next time you need to know something about sports.
Alex thanked him and retraced his steps to the elevator. He still had a bit of a limp from his poorly healed foot, but he'd gotten used to it, and it hardly ever bothered him anymore. As the elevator carried him back down to the street level, Alex went over everything in his mind. The packet of information about the Vision Stone had turned out to be a series of puzzles, each one revealing a bit of information that presumably would lead to the stone itself once they were all decoded. Alex and Iggy had taken to calling the bundle of clues the envelope. It contained an introductory letter, a bundle of random papers, a wooden board with Egyptian hieroglyphics on it, and a non-working compass in a leather box. So far, all Alex and Iggy had been able to figure out was that by reading down the right edge of the introductory letter, it spelled out a clue. To start your journey, seek America's most prolific founder. That had led Alex to dig around in the New York Public Library. But as far as he could tell, there was no consensus among writers and historians about who might be the most prolific of the founding fathers. Iggy had argued that it must refer to Benjamin Franklin, since he'd written more than the next three founders combined. That seemed sensible, but nothing else in the envelope had any link to Franklin. There was a page from an almanac, but it wasn't from Poor Richard's almanac, the one Franklin had created, so there didn't seem to be any connection there. In the absence of any real, solid clues, Alex determined to keep pursuing the one they had. So far, however, he was having no luck. Out on the sidewalk, Alex headed for a cab that was parked against the curb. As he approached, the cabbie put down the newspaper he'd been reading and started the car.
What were you two talking about?
Dr. Ignatius Bell demanded as Alex slid in next to him.
If I'd known you were going to be so long, I'd have brought a book to read.
Alex dug out the paper Jared had given him and passed it over.
Where to?
The cabbie asked as Iggy read.
2nd and 47th, Alex said.
That's in Turtle Bay, Iggy interjected. Why are we going there?
Following a lead, Alex said.
I'm surprised you have one after this disaster, Iggy said, holding up the paper. Look for someone in the Second Continental Congress, he scoffed, as if we didn't figure that out by ourselves.
There were 52 men in that Congress, Alex muttered. We've been studying them for 3 months and haven't found anything.
So where is this lead we're going to?
Iggy asked with a sigh.
Theo Bell's place, Alex said.